Module 3, Lesson 1, Summer. What you'll discover: how summertime correlates to the ovulatory phase, your summertime superpowers, and the top tips and tricks to rock this phase. So, summer. Everybody loves the summer. That energy corresponds to the ovulatory phase. Typically, it's around day 14 to 21-ish. And here is what you can expect in the summer ovulatory phase. Ovulation. This is when you're at your peak fertility, when you ovulate. You're also at your peak feel-good hormones. You're fully present, juicy, erotic, alive. And you're effective, engaging, and nurturing. You are the embodiment of the mother archetype this phase. It also correlates to the summer, the season on the earth, ovulation, your internal phase, and the full moon in the sky. A note on mother here. She is fully present in her body and in her life. At the height of her energy for others, she is compassionate, nurturing, confident, and alive. Here's what's happening in your body. Physically, the follicle in one of your ovaries swells and bursts, releasing an egg. Estrogen and testosterone are at their peak. Your sex drive is high. You feel your best and are attractive to others. And vaginal discharge increases. Emotionally, your inner beauty shines outward. Your energy is high. You desire to be immersed in community. You are patient and nurturing with others. And it's easy to communicate and collaborate. So here's some food for thought. Remember, we talked about each phase incorporating different foods? Well, in the summer, in your ovulatory phase, you want to incorporate fresh fruits and veggies. The key word here is antioxidants. The reason for this is with all your peak feel-good hormones, one of the hormones that's at its peak is estrogen. Glutathione is found in fresh fruits and vegetables. Glutathione is amazing because what it does is it binds to excess estrogen and helps your body to flush it out. The best thing about glutathione is if you have an overabundance of it, your body actually stores it so that the next time estrogen's too high, that glutathione again absorbs and gets rid of the excess estrogen. So just like the season of summertime, where there are fresh fruits and vegetables abundant everywhere, I want you to think of the same thing during the summer of your cycle, the ovulatory phase. Surround yourself with fresh fruits and vegetables. Juices, salads, all those things, now's the time to eat them. Also, stick to lighter grains like quinoa and corn. And again, eat tons of fresh fruits, veggies, and greens. Plus, add in some salmon and shrimp this week. At the gym, go for high-impact workouts. Your energy, your feel-good hormones are high. This is the time you can really push yourself. It's the ultimate time for a good sweat sesh. Think lifting weights or hitting the road for a long run. You're also social, so consider running with friends, rock climbing, or taking a spin class. Remember, late night dancing with the ladies burns calories too. One of my favorites. Here are your summertime superpowers available to you in your ovulatory phase. You have the most energy you'll have all month. Your energy is outward facing and desiring to love up on babies, pets, friends, gardens, or creative projects. In other words, you have lots of energy for things outside of yourself. you are super productive and have a strong desire to collaborate with others. You are able to communicate your feelings clearly while being open to others' opinions. Always a good thing for a good conversation. You're wearing rose-colored glasses and are able to overlook irritations. Your sense of smell is at its peak, as you are in a sensory dance with the outside world. Your immune system is the strongest this phase, and interestingly enough, your gaydar is on point, as you have a heightened perception of a man's sexual orientation in this phase. You are magnetic, and your pheromones are grabbing the whole world's attention. And your cervix is sensitive now, making this the easiest time to reach vaginal orgasm. So here are the top tips and tricks for summer. Number one, go on dates and be your juicy, alive, and flirtatious self. Plus, you'll probably think all their jokes are funny. You're feeling great. You're attractive to others. This is a great time to go out and make a great impression. Number two, plan fun activities with friends. Capitalize on your high energy and desire for community. You have a lot of energy for socialization this phase, so have a blast and make a splash. Three, reach past your comfort zone. Give a speech, be in the spotlight, or ask for a raise. This is the time to really push yourself to your limit. You have the energy to create the best possible outcome. Four, have your important convos. You're clear and well-spoken and able to put yourself in others' shoes. Speak your beautiful mind, darling. Now is the time. I save all of my really heavy convos for this phase, and it's really helpful. Not only am I able to articulate really clearly, but I'm also open to what other people have to say. I'm open to other perspectives. So this can be really a big game changer in relationships. Five, prep food for the future. Store in the freezer for next phase when you won't want to cook. Or have friends over for a dinner party. You're most likely going to have a lot of energy for food prep here, so it can be helpful to start thinking about the next phase where you may not have that kind of energy and start to plan ahead. Six, sleep in bed with the blinds open during the full moon. The pituitary gland, in response to light, signals the body to ovulate. We'll talk about this more in an upcoming lesson, but this is one way to sync your cycle up with the moon. So again, I've made a summertime cheat sheet for you with all this information. Find that under the cheat sheets icon. Print it off and notice if you feel this way during your ovulatory phase. And we'll see you in the next lesson.